This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, the final hour of the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Going to get to your calls here in a moment, but I wanted to tell you about the opportunity that you can get archives of Free Talk Live going back for more than a decade, all for free at archives.freetalklive.
Free Talk Live has been a pioneer in offering their content for free, without requiring any kind of subscriptions or taking a survey or any kind of bull crap. Ever since the beginning, when I was a listener back in Asheville, I listened to Free Talk Live all the time because I could get it, and some other folks, I couldn't. And I'll appreciate that, Mark.
Yep. That's our goal. Just go to archives.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, Daryl, Johnny. That is Johnny Ray, right?
Yep. That is Johnny Ray.
Hello, Matthew.
Ah, there you go. I can recognize your face even on YouTube with its poor resolution. Yesterday I called up about what YouTube had done to... I said Midways, and I got that wrong. It was Brownells. Well, I was listening to Gun Talk, and he was on, Tom Gresham was on the phone with Alan Gottlieb, and they are thinking about petitioning the government to do something about this sort of thing. And I'm like,
so you're going to have to recap now. We've got a whole new audience. What was done?
Okay, YouTube. I'm sorry, I forgot this. YouTube dropped without any notification, without any community strikes or any of that other BS that they engage in, Brownell's YouTube channel.
Just who is Brownell?
Brownell is a gun parts dealer.
Gotcha.
Manufacturer, and they deal in basically gun accessories and things of that nature.
All right.
And at the same time, they are starting to Google, YouTube's parent company, is starting to refuse ads from Brownells.
I see. And so it sounds like the Google may be deciding that it's just not going to do this whole gun thing.
Right. And so I heard Tom today talking with Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation. And they were talking about maybe possibly getting the government to do something about this. And I was like, whoa, man, that kind of sounds like a really bad idea.
I think it is a bad idea, and here's why. It's not that I don't feel like people should be able to consume gun accessory videos. As a matter of fact, I've consumed gun accessory videos, and I like them. And I wish I could get them on YouTube. And YouTube is certainly the premier video distribution platform on the Internet right now, and it's owned by Google. And if Google feels this way, ultimately, they should be able to decide whether or not they want to do that on their platform. And I'd say this. It's also a huge opportunity because people watching videos that have to do with guns, gun accessories, shooting, things like that, are going to – people want to consume that. Lots of people want to consume that. And when they have to switch over to another platform – Vimeo, I don't know, whoever it might be, Library, Coin, I don't know who it's going to be, Supload, could be any of these, right? Or somebody I've never heard of. Once they do that, then all those people are going to have to go elsewhere to consume their videos, and then YouTube loses its stranglehold. And it has been getting meaner and meaner to producers over time, and this is it. This is the opportunity. Either you can cement YouTube's supremacy in the video distribution platform by causing the federal government to regulate it and force them to do what you want them to do, Or you can bring competition to the marketplace by taking your business elsewhere. And
yeah, and that's precisely what I am in favor of doing, but I've got no way of talking to Tom for another 2 weeks because he only allows me to call him once per month. And
write him an email.
Okay, good idea. I'll do that. Then there was something else I saw. This was on Sargon of Akkad's, oddly enough, YouTube channel. Carl Benjamin is his actual name. He was talking about something called the EU Directive 13, where they are really clamping down on fair use in people's memes and memes. Is that the word or is it memes? I don't know which.
Memes, memes.
But they're really memes. Okay, they're really clamping down on the people who are providing content, and the large companies such as YouTube, they can afford the auto-filtering software, but the smaller providers, they are SOL. And so this is going to have a serious impact on free speech.
So what's happening when they filter these memes out because of they don't feel like fair use has been in play?
Well, right now, and I've actually got an article about this.
By the way, any lawyer worth any kind of salt can figure out that a meme is basically fair use.
Right. So there's something that the European Parliament is going to wind up voting on later this month that is Article 13 that is
Thanks for the call, Matthew.
Copyright Directive. Article from the BBC says, critics say it misunderstands the way people engage with web content and risks excessive censorship. The Copyright Directive is an attempt to reshape copyright for the Internet, in particular rebalancing the relationship between copyright holders and online platforms. Article 13 states that platform providers should, quote, take measures to ensure the functioning of agreements concluded with rights holders for the use of their work. Critics say this will, in effect, require all Internet platforms to filter all content put online by users, which many believe would be an excessive restriction on free speech.
So what's it mean?
Let's see here. A campaign against Article 13, the campaign is called Copyright for Creativity, said the proposal could destroy the Internet as we know it, saying, quote, should Article 13 of the Copyright Directive be adopted, it will impose widespread censorship of all content shared online.
Hmm.
So my guess here, and they don't actually wind up really explaining what this Article 13 would do, but based on what it's saying here, basically, if you share something that might be copyrighted, then the platform provider would be obligated to remove that. So, Mark, you shared a meme, and you didn't create the image that you put the words on.
Right.
So, therefore, we have to remove this from our platform.
Most memes, for people that don't know what a meme is, and, you know, this is radio, so sometimes I have to do it. Somebody takes an image, and they'll put some words on it, and then that image itself sort of has meaning to it.
Yes.
So, for instance, there's a character in The Office that wears some suspenders, and he says, you know, if you could do such and such, that'd be great, right?
Yep.
And so, you know, people will put all kinds of things in that such and such area. So if everybody here could just shut up and listen to Mark, that'd be great.
If everybody here could stop asking the government to do things for them, that'd be great.
Right.
And if you don't get the reference on any of these memes, there's a wonderful website called Know Your Meme.
Yep.
And you go there and you type in a description.
Suspenders, glasses, that'd be great.
And it will tell you where the image came from, what the underlying
joke
was, and how it wound up.
And sometimes the joke is dumb. Just so you know. I mean, sometimes you go there and you're like, wow, I typed all this in and I got this. And all I got was this lousy result. You know,
some memes are clever and some are not.
Right. One that started floating around a few months ago of the guy shooting somebody in the chair. And it was like, why would this complete other random person do this thing? That's a screenshot from a thing that came out like 7 years ago, but it just started floating around.
Right. Sometimes memes are old, but they're almost always of material that was copyrighted at some point or another. It's creativity on top of copyrighted material. It's great because that allows evolution in comedy. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, may call in, discuss whatever is on your mind. That's what we do here at Free Talk Live. It's not that big of a deal. We do it all the time. You're welcome, though. 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
I want to tell you about my Blink Home security system. It's very easy to set up, remarkably easy, maybe 10 minutes tops setup. No big deal. It allows me to look in on my home anytime I want, and it sends me notifications when somebody walks in front of a camera, when that camera's turned on. I can turn it on and off different times, set it, and, you know, I can turn it several times during the day. It's not just, you know, one time during the day you can set it for. It's really awesome, and it's really not that costly. Blink's live feed option allows you to monitor your home from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, and an extra 15% off if you use our coupon code. So visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's blinkprotect.com/FTL. You can take the system, move it to another location. They make it very easy for you. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Let's go to Carl calling in from New Jersey. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, General, thanks for taking my call. Many years ago, I can't remember. It's been too long. You talked about the pizza deliveries to military bases. Well, here's what happened. This one guy took videos to a electronic store that's still in business, and the kid looked at the videos. He was putting on DVD, and he called the FBI because it was showing them training to do terrorist attacks or something. The FBI investigated. But here's the sad thing about the story. I think there's four or five kids involved, but the one kid, his dad, had a pizza store near that military base, and the kid would go there in and out lots of times delivering pizzas. But they were all arrested because they were planning to go in there delivering pizzas. Not really. They were planning to go in there and kill military people. And the sad part is their dad, who had the pizza business, went out of business because nobody would go there after that was brought out.
Right.
But my whole point is that's why the military has to be very careful who they let in. I mean, back then it was like, oh, pizza delivery, you know where you're going in here? Yeah, go ahead.
That's why I suggested just have the guy wait at the front desk until, you know, whoever ordered the pizza came to pick up the pizza. There's all kinds of way that they could have handled that situation in New York instead of calling immigration.
Right, right. I agree with that. So I've been on military bases, and they want my driver's license, proof of insurance, registration. They make copies of it and give me a guest pass, and when I leave, I got to return in the guest pass. So they you don't get on the base. But
thanks for the call, Carl. I think that's very relevant. 855-450-3733. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I'd like to point out that you're calling in on Skype, and that's why you sound so much better. And people who want to call in on Skype can do so simply by sending a friend request. Our username is LRN. This is in Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM. You should do it now in case you feel like making a call in the future, LRN.FM.
Hey, yeah, first of all, 1, 2, 3, if you want to have some fun, interchange the word, whenever you see the word memes, substitute memes, you can have all kinds of word fun like that. And speaking of word fun,
memes, as opposed to memes?
Yeah.
Okay.
If they are Ice Age gents, why are you surprised they behave like Neanderthals?
Oh, that's a pretty good joke.
Hey,
as someone with 293 Neanderthal variants, I am offended by that joke.
Yeah, I got to say that what offends me is that Daryl has about 7 more Neanderthal variants than I do.
Daryl was the inspiration for that joke. Just kidding, Daryl. And I think they should change, just for some good fun, I think they should change, since there's a controversy with the soccer and football and all that, American football should just be renamed Footsie, so that all those
guys something would... completely different.
What would you rename American football if you couldn't call it American football, Daryl?
I already told you, American football. Just append the word American to it.
Bash them up.
And say, do, a question on your cool. Omaha steak. On your Omaha steaks, at Christmas time, do they throw in, you know, with all that four all beef patties, special sauce, and all that?
It's eight all beef patties, but go ahead.
Okay, eight even better. As long as that special sauce is included, do they throw in at Christmas time a partridge and a pear tree?
I would. I don't know.
No, but every time I read the list or I hear somebody else read the list, I'm waiting on two turtle doves and a partridge and a pear tree to get thrown in there at some point.
I'm, for one, heading down to the club and seeing 10 ladies dancing. Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it.
Which club are you going to? We don't have those anywhere around here.
No, not here.
That I'm aware of.
No, I just wanted to figure out a way to throw in the ladies dancing part. So, one thing about the Neanderthal thing that reminded me of this. You remember Otzi, the guy they found in the ice?
Vaguely. Yes.
Hunter that they found in, like, the Alps.
I thought that was Steve Rogers.
Yeah. They've done mock-ups of this guy and everything, trying to figure out what he looked like. You know, he had a whole bunch of tattoos. I was really surprised at this. I didn't really even think about it at
so
all.
So I just pulled up a picture here, and he kind of looks like Gandhi, except he is completely frozen and has no nose
anymore. Yeah, they've done mock-ups, though, I mean, of what he's very, very complete.
And oh, I'm just looking at the actual mummy of Otzi, and that's more a joke of how skinny Gandhi was.
National Geographic here says that Otzi's frozen mummy preserves a fine collection of Copper Age tattoos, numbering over 50 in total. They cover him from head to toe. These weren't produced using a needle, but by making fine cuts in the skin and then rubbing in charcoal. The result was a series of lines and crosses, mostly located in parts of the body that are prone to injury or pain, which is along the joints or the back. This has led to some researchers believe the tattoos were marked as acupuncture points. If so, Otzi must have needed a lot of treatment, which is given his age and ailments isn't too surprising. The oldest evidence for acupuncture, Otzi's tattoos suggest, I don't know if this is true, that the practice was around at least 2,000 years earlier than previously thought. So,
interesting.
I don't know if they had anything. I just wonder. I mean, do they have religious significance? Who knows what these marks on this guy's body are really about? But I just found it fascinating that he had more than 50 tattoos.
Yeah.
And they're not shapes, not buffalo, you know, not a naked gal, which I'm sure was just as motivating to him as it's been to anybody throughout the ages. Lines. Sing lines. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. You can also use the Discord at discord.freetalklive.com. Check out the chat room at the same time.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is hoping for the best at the Singapore summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are both in Singapore for Tuesday's summit. Before their arrival, Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien-loong said Singapore welcomes the chance to contribute to the region's nuclear security.
This meeting has the potential to set those developments on a new path, which were heading in a not very good direction for some time already.
During an impromptu news conference before leaving the G7, the president talked about his expectations for meetings with North Korea.
We're going in with a very positive attitude, and I think we're going to come out fine. But I've said it many times. Who knows? Who knows? May not work out.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
I want to tell you about MyPillow. MyPillow is the brand of
pillow. It's a good pillow.
It's a good pillow. It's the brand I use. Obviously, lots of pillows out there you can choose from. The reason that I like MyPillow specifically is it's made to be firm and hold. Not firm in the sense that it's, I guess it remains fluffy. It's probably the best way I'd describe it. Hold your head and neck in the right position. This can help you if you have, I don't know, headaches, neck pain, things like this. Heck of a lot cheaper than getting a new mattress. A lot of people do that when they have back pain and headaches. So, also, you can wash it because it's just horrifying to think of all those disgusting things that are in your pillow. MyPillow.com. If you have 60 days to return it for a full refund, use coupon code FTL. You, of course, get the 60-day money-back guarantee. You go to MyPillow.com, get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and you get the free shipping on all orders when you use the coupon code FTL. So free shipping, it's pretty nice. Johnny Ray, apparently somebody's critiquing the possibility of a trade war.
The Art Cardin of the Foundation for Economic Education is doing just that.
That's a good idea. Now, one thing I think about Trump is the possibility that he's not trying to start a trade war, but he's just trying to get a better deal. He just wants something better than the deals he's said are terrible deals. They're awful. In the history of deals, they're the worst deals, right? Like, a deal that he didn't make is just a bad deal. So I wonder whether he's not trying to start a trade war but get a better deal. And in the process, he has to look as though he's willing to walk away, thus starting a trade war. I don't know. It's just a guess. But he has to not reveal that to the American audience, because if he reveals it to the American audience, he reveals it to everybody.
I think he's an ignorant peasant with a lot of backwards ideas, and this is one of them.
That, sir, is offensive to peasants.
I'm pretty happy with President Trump, because I want every American to disassociate themselves from the American government, and it's hard to do that when you have an honorable and admirable man leading the country. And so I think it's great to have a self-absorbed idiot up there. The president is at it again. Having made good on his promises to punish foreigners in the United States, he is working hard to punish foreigners outside the United States, as well as the Americans who trade with them. Trump has tweeted that it is easy to win a trade war. I respectfully disagree. First, trade war is an oxymoron. People don't trade unless they expect to be better off. And the way to persuade someone to trade with you is to offer them something in return that they prefer to what they're giving up.
Right. And this is how we determine value. So maybe you're offering hamburgers, and I'll take one of your hamburgers for $1. You're like, no way I'm selling a hamburger for $1. Yeah, a quarter of a hamburger for $1 or whatever, but not $1. No, not worth it. Not worth it to me. So at that point, you're saying, no, it's not worth it. But if I offer $5, or you put the $5 price and I slap down $5, you're happy to give me a hamburger for that, because you value the $5 more than you value the hamburger, but you do not value the $1 more than you value the hamburger. This is how we find price in a marketplace.
Right, and the other person, magically, maybe you don't understand it, but the other person, for whatever reason, values the hamburger more than the $5.
Yep.
And so those two people get together, and they're both better off.
I am hungry. I have $5. I see that you have a hamburger. I would like to have that hamburger inside of my stomach, and I will give you $5 for that.
Yeah, but it's possible that there's a situation where, it's not worth $10.
Maybe the man with the hamburger is also hungry, and he wouldn't give you that hamburger for $1 million.
Yeah.
For $1 million, I'll go hungry.
Suppose T'Challa has apples and wants oranges. Sufi has oranges and wants apples. They trade at a price they both find agreeable. Importantly, they don't do so unless they both expect to be made better off. We make them worse off if we stand between them and say, thou shalt not.
Right. And that's what it comes down to, is nope, you can't trade this thing for that thing without me taking a cut or deciding what it's going to be or whatever. Because a trade, trade regulations, tariffs, these kinds of things, they aren't just rules on how foreigners trade. They're rules on how Americans trade, too. Because I don't care how the people from South Africa trade with the people from Iceland. But, the president probably doesn't care much about that either. But he certainly seems to care about how Chinese trade with the people in the United States. And yeah, I have to agree that I think there's some problems with, the way that China and America have their trade agreements set up. But it doesn't seem to be harming the U.S. much.
Right, and
life is pretty good here.
After the steel and aluminum tariffs wound up getting announced, we covered a story, I forget what night of the week it was, but several weeks ago, about how the cost of beer is going to go up in
because
the United States, because there's only one company in the U.S. that makes cans from American aluminum, and they don't make anywhere near enough to meet the demand.
I see.
So almost all beer cans are made from imported aluminum. You add an extra somewhere between 10-25% tariff on that, now your beer goes up by 10-25%.
I believe it was 10% on aluminum and 25% on steel.
Yeah. And most of the kegs made out of steel. There's only one American company that makes kegs with American steel, and they just laid off 30% of their workforce.
Well, I bet they're going to hire them back.
No.
No?
They can't. They're talking about completely closing business because they can't afford to stay in business.
I see.
The second of 4 points, rhetoric about the trade deficit is misleading. Trade deficit sounds bad, but a trade deficit makes up a large chunk of the U.S. current account, that's payments flowing out, and is offset by the U.S. capital account, payments flowing in. A politician saying, we're running record trade deficits, and a politician saying, we're running record capital surpluses, are saying the same thing. I'm not sure why they don't emphasize capital surpluses more, but I suspect it's because people view foreign investment in the U.S. as a very bad thing, because it means they are buying our assets.
Ah.
It's a view of international trade as imperialism that simply isn't correct. I'm not sure if I grasp that completely, but I think it has something to do with the fact that we're not just sending our money out of the country for nothing. We're getting something for it.
Right.
We're enriching ourselves by refrigerators and...
The late Dr. Mark Allen Feldman, he, during the 2016 presidential campaign, would talk about how he has a trade deficit with his barber,
yep.
with the grocer, the electric company. There are a bunch of people that you and I have trade deficits with because we keep giving them money and they never give us any.
What this capital surplus means is that people are buying, foreign people are buying things in the United States, from things in the United States, sometimes land and a variety of other things. They're buying into businesses, right? They're investing in businesses in the United States. And obviously somebody who's a, extreme patriot is going to say something like, wow, that's terrible. We Americans should be investing in American businesses and these kind of things. But they fail to understand that American businesses are global and that obviously foreigners are going to want to be involved in that as they drive around their Honda cars. Right?
Yeah.
Third, there is a larger issue at play. Shall I get into it?
Yeah, well, give me a tease as to what it is.
It concerns the kinds of institutions, that is to say rules, we have in the United States. The incentives for firms to seek special privileges from the government can be overwhelming.
Huh. Yeah, no doubt. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me, and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's the final segment. This is evening's Free Talk Live, and you may call in. Still get you in. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And we're talking about the trade deficit
right. And
things like that. I want to tell you, if you have a little trade deficit with Free Talk Live, you could go to amp.freetalklive.com and amp us for $5 a month. There is no show like Free Talk Live. We were, as a matter of fact, when we were at Talkers Magazine event in New York, the last couple of
New
days.
York City.
Yep. The rope. And everybody was talking about how successful Free Talk Live was. They're coming up to me and saying, "You guys are doing great, aren't you?" And I don't know why it is that they were thinking that, or the meme or anything. What are we the overnight success finally? After 12, 13, 14, 15 years? I don't know. But I certainly hope so. So you want to help us be more of the overnight success, add more radio stations, more podcast listeners. The best way to do that is go to amp.freetalklive.com. I believe that Free Talk Live is a very good value for your Liberty charitable dollar. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. And regarding trade deficits, it's my understanding that a country can do well even if it's trading with somebody who's some other country that's completely blocked off, full of tariffs, terrible partner, just doesn't want to be good about it, they still are better off if they allow free trade. Here's the reason. So when you allow free trade, you're not buying anything from that country. So here I am. I'm dealing with Stalin. Right, nothing goes.
I'm sorry,
everything's terrible. All the trade policies are terrible. Nothing's no reciprocity, anything like that. Whatever they bring into the country, somebody's going to buy only if they want it. They're only going to buy it if they feel that they're getting a good value for their money. The price is lower than the competition. The quality's higher than the competition. Whatever the reason it might be, it doesn't matter. They have to compete, and if they compete, then people in my country get to enjoy whatever it is that's being bought at a price that they are willing to pay. So I don't know what it is. Maybe they're offering something you just can't get in the United States. I don't know what that might be. But, in which case, they can just name their price. But maybe people don't want it that badly. So even if you're dealing with a partner who's a terrible trade partner, you still are better off if you allow free trade.
Yeah, I wish that Trudeau and, I don't know, Boris Johnson or whoever over in Britain who wants to complain about it or retaliate. I wish they would just tell their people, look, President Trump, he's making war on us, and he's making war on his own people. And I can answer that by making war on him and making war on you, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let you be free, and I'm going to leave it up to you to navigate their backwards trade policy
and
yourself.
Didn't Trump say something to the extent of Canada burned down the White House, so therefore trade war?
He did say that Canada burned down the White House, but I think he did it during a conversation with Trudeau of Canada.
Okay.
A phone conversation.
Yeah, Trudeau doesn't have the guts to burn anything down.
That was also, 206 years ago.
And it was the British, not the Canadians.
Well, it was the Canadians. I mean, if anybody gets to take credit for it...
The Canadians got invaded by the United States, and then,
Yeah, reciprocity. I think the Canadians can rightfully claim to have burned down the White House.
So we've got 4 points here that Art Carden of Fee is making. Third... We've been through one and two. Third, there is a larger issue at play here that concerns the kinds of institutions, that is to say rules, we have in the United States. The incentives for firms to seek special privileges from the government can be overwhelming. After all, a dollar in increased profit that comes from innovation is the same financially as a dollar in increased profit that comes from currying political privileges that allow a company to raise prices above what they would be in a competitive market.
Yep, absolutely. A dollar is a dollar, and it doesn't matter whether you scrape it off from the government and this is the thing that the rich haters on the left really don't get. Some people are rich because they've offered products and services to the marketplace at prices that and in ways that people find so exciting that they're willing to pay lots of money for it. Think about Apple for a second versus people who have used government influence for whatever reason to get what they want.
Boeing, Raytheon, Walmart.
Walmart, to some extent, they're certainly not without blame in that particular instance. But it's not where they get most of their money.
Right, but you have to admit that a lot of Walmart stores only exist because some municipal government somewhere called up, Walmart corporate and said, hey, we'll give you this land, and we'll give you these tax breaks, and we'll do X, Y, and Z
sure.
if you build a store here.
Yeah.
And so Walmart builds the store. That's what I'm talking about when I mention Walmart.
Yep.
Fourth, appearances are deceiving. A lot of people will see an increase in U.S. steel production and conclude, therefore, that the tariff was a very good thing. They will be wrong for three reasons. First, rising steel prices make it more costly to produce things like cars and buildings and almost everything that uses steel. We're poorer because we have less steel, fewer cars, fewer hammers, fewer shovels, and fewer buildings.
Oh, no. See, we'll have hammers and shovels and buildings. They'll just be inferior.
Or overpriced relative to what they could and should be. Second.
A lot of the pricing on building materials, for instance, you're talking about steel, wood. So a lot of wood, a lot of pine comes from Canada. And I remember not too long ago being, a handyman working on a few different rental properties for the family and getting my 2x4s for 89 cents, an 8-foot 2x. Now, you're lucky to find them under $3.
Yeah.
That's a big difference in about 20 years.
Yeah.
That's an incredible price difference. I'm not saying everything should stay the same, but it's a big price increase, and it's just not one that ever gets talked about.
Second, we are wasting resources producing steel in the United States. The workers producing the steel could be producing something else. The capital going into the steel factory could be used to produce something else. We would get more of that something else, but we have the resources tied up in inefficient steel production.
Right. The marketplace, and it doesn't matter where the steel comes from, the marketplace is going to make it more efficient to produce steel. And if it makes it more efficient to produce it outside of the country, great. That just means that we have inside the country those workers being put to work doing other things. Now, the unemployment rate's about as low as it could be. Anybody who wants a job now can have it. Anybody who wants a job now pretty much can have it. You can't have it under your terms, right? You can't say, well, I'll pick oranges at the Orange Grove for $120,000 a year. But you can have that job picking oranges if you want it.
The next time you pass a closing business or shuttering factory or decaying building, ask whether it would have happened had steel been cheaper and had workers been available to work in that factory, run that business, or occupy that building, had they not been absorbed by steel producers. And I guess what he's getting at here is that...
It's an inefficiency in the marketplace. If the tariffs are driving up the cost of steel because you can only buy American steel...
Will drive more American workers into steel.
It drives more American workers into steel, which may not be where they need to be.
Which is, if they're going for that reason, that means they're somewhere better they could have been.
Right. What business does the government have allocating where workers work? It's ridiculous. That's Soviet Union crap.
National security, Mark.
Right. National security. Well, I mean, I sincerely hope the Trump administration doesn't decide we all need candlesticks and drive us back into, getting rid of electricity because candlesticks need to be subsidized.
That reminds me of the joke. What did socialists use before they had candles?
What did socialists use before they had candles?
The electricity,
yes.
What's the final thing on here?
Third, the prosperity we create for steel producers is false prosperity. Every dollar of higher wages, higher prices, and higher profits for the steel industry comes out of the pockets of steel consumers. They aren't richer because they have produced new output on net. They're richer because they've picked consumers' pockets. One of the problems with economics is that we can't predict exactly what people will do if they can't make steel. I don't know is the honest answer, but we can get a few ideas by thinking introspectively. Suppose we got rid of all trade restrictions on steel, sugar, toys, you name it, and everyone in the country were suddenly $100 richer on average. What would you do with an extra $100?
I don't know, but I'd have fun. Free Talk Live.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.